ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్యపర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 311. దేహాత్మనా సంస్థిత ఏవ కామీ విలక్షణ కామయిత కథం స్యాత్ అతోర్థసంధాన పరత్వమేవ వేద ప్రసక్త్యా భవబంధహేతుః. శంకరాచార్య ఈస్ డిస్కసింగ్ ది సాధన ఆఫ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం ఫ్రమ్ సో మెనీ యాంగిల్స్, అండ్ నిధిధ్యాసనం క్యాన్ బి డిఫైన్డ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ వేస్. అండ్ హీ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ దట్ నిధిధ్యాసనం is leading such a way of life in which ahankara is not invoked too much. That is, ahankara is not allowed to dominate. It cannot be totally avoided because all transactions require ahankara. We saw these details in the previous classes. And in this shloka, Shankaracharya shows how world obsession invokes ahankara, which he has indicated actually in the previous shloka 310 also, and he clarifies that point, he elucidates that point further in this shloka, and he says vishaya anuchintanam leads to raga and kama, keeping actually Bhagavad Gita in mind. Dhyayato vishayan pumsaha sangasteshu pajayate సంఘాత్ సంజాయతే కామః కామాత్ క్రోధో విజాయతే. సో సంగ అసోసియేషన్ ఇస్ ఫీబుల్ కామ, అండ్ కామ ఇన్ ప్లాంట్ ఫార్మ్ ఇస్ సంగ, లెట్ అస్ సే లైక్ ఎ స్మాల్ సాప్లింగ్, దట్ ఇస్ సంగ. బట్ వెన్ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ ఎ ట్రీ ఇట్ ఇస్ కామ. సో సంగ అండ్ కామ, దట్ ఇస్ హౌ దే ఆర్. దట్ మీన్స్ హీ బికమ్స్ ఎ కామీ, దట్ మీన్స్ హీ ఇన్వోక్స్ the enjoyer of sense objects, that is, he is a bhokta. So bhoktrutvam he invokes. So invocation of kamatvam is invocation of bhoktrutvam. So vishaya chintanam that leads to kama, which made me a kami who is a bhokta. That is how the evolution is, because kama is for what? For experiencing the sense objects, sense vishayas. Therefore, kami is an experiencer, and so Shankaracharya says, bhokta has to be deha abhimani alone, because pure atma cannot be bhokta. Kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam are not set for atma, that we know. So, if I invoked bhoktrutvam, that means I have identified myself with my body-mind complex. Therefore, bhokta means deha, dehabhimanavan, the person who has abhimanavan, identification with his body, indriyabhimanavan, so manobhimanavan, so such a person is bhokta, which means that viparita bhavana has been invoked, which is an obstacle to atmajnanam. That's what Shankaracharya says. దేహాత్మనా సంస్థితః ఏవ కామీ భవతి, అండ్ బ్రహ్మాత్మనా సంస్థితః కామీ నైవ భవతి. ద వన్ హూ ఈస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మన్, ద వన్ హూ అబైడ్స్ ఇన్ ద నాలెడ్జ్, హీ నెవర్ అహం బ్రహ్మాస్మి నాలెడ్జ్, హీ కెన్ నెవర్ బీ ఎ కామీ. ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్, ప్రజహాది యదా కామాన్ సర్వాన్ పార్థ మనోగతాన్ ఆత్మన్ ఏవ ఆత్మనా తుష్టః. దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ గీతా సెడ్. సో బ్రహ్మాత్మనా సంస్థితః అకామి, దేహాత్మనా సంస్థితః కామి భవతి. సో ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మాత్మ హీస్ అకామి, అండ్ ద వన్ హూ ఇస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ ఇన్ దేహాత్మనా సంస్థితః హీస్ కామి. దేహాత్మనా సంస్థితః ద వన్ హూ ఐడెంటిఫైస్ విత్ ద బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్, అండ్ విలక్షణ ది అదర్ వన్, ది అదర్ పర్సన్ హూ ఇస్ దాట్, brahmatmana samsthitah, the one who identifies with brahman, one who is aware of his purnatvam, the one purna swarupam, that person, that asanga swarupam, Nitya Tripta Swarupa. So such a person, I don't require the world to be full and complete. Irrespective of the world, I am full and complete. Aham Purna Hasmi. If I have this knowledge, it will not be enough. He will not be enamored by anything at all. Appreciating a thing is one thing, but the moment I think I need to possess that thing to be full and complete, that means samsara has entered. To put in another language, an appreciation in which dependence is invoked is samsara, samsara appreciation, but the one in which no dependence is invoked, that is freedom. So he says, vilakshanaha. Brahmatmana samstitaha katam kamayita syat. How can he be? He can claim anything at all. Naiva tasya krite nartaha na akrite nehat kashchanam na chasya sarvabhuteshu kaschit artha vipashrayaha. There is no dependence on any factor. Ataha. Therefore, your aim should be what? Brahmatmana samstitaha. And anything that obstructs that should be handled in the beginning itself. One cannot wait for it to become a tree. When it is a sapling, it should be nipped off. Therefore, he says, ataha. And artha sandhana paratvam eva bhava bandha hetuho. What is the problem which brings the bondage of samsara? He says, artha sandhana param. Artha, artha means the world of objects, the vishayas, people, situations, all of them. Sandhana means being obsessed with them, allowing them to occupy one's mind permanently. Wherever you go, you carry them, your family, company. You know, in the last class, we set the example. We go in a car, one person, but along with the one person, or along me and my wife, along with the two people, we have got 5-6 people without ticket coming in the car. All the time talking about them, the mind going only after all the other things. So carrying them in your mind all the time is artha anusandhana paratva. We are talking about obsession with the world. One has to be very careful. We don't say that we should not think about them at all. We never said that. There must be sufficient thought given to do my duties towards the world. Otherwise, one will think that, you know, think of nirvikalpaka samadhi, sitting in one place, always, you know, we recommend, Vedanta never recommend, what? Our jivan mukti is what? Pashyan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, asnan, gachan, all that I will be doing. Naiva kinchit karomi. None of them affect me. Our jivan mukti is living in the world, not withdrawing from the world. So what Shankaracharya says here is balanced interaction. When you transact, it should be balanced. Therefore, artha sandhana paratvam. That word is important. Sandhana. Sandhana means dwelling, fixing. So sandha means to connect, to fix. What in what is to be fixed in what? Fixing the mind on the world. And to what extent? Paratvam, all the time. Then, if at all you have to be obsessed, according to Vedanta, it should be Brahma Sandhana Paratvam only. You have to be obsessed with Brahman only. Shankaracharya, he wrote a work called Brahmanu Sandhanam. If at all you want to be obsessed with your higher nature. Parabrahma Swarupam is your higher nature, which is ever free, which is ever secure, but not this world. And if I am going to be carried away, what will happen? Bhava bandha hetuho. That is going to be the cause of bhava bandha. Bhava means samsara. And how does it become the cause of samsara? By creating the duality of bhoktru bhogya relationship. Therefore he says, veda prasaktya. By bringing in the division of bhokta and bhogyam, and once the bhokta-bhogyam relationship comes, there is a constant worry of maintaining that relationship, not allowing that object to be lost, insecurity. First the yoga problem, how to acquire things, then kshema problem, how to retain them. And if it has gone to some extent that the discussion in books are what? How to keep human husband and wife together. That is the topic these days. for a successful marriage. Previously, it was considered as one relationship which is lifelong. But now, even that has become a threat. So many articles on that subject and all, workshops, counseling, how to retain spouse. So, struggling to retain the bhogya sambandha itself, that becomes a pain. Therefore, he says, Veda prasaktya bhava bandham hetuho. Shloka 312. Karya pravardhanat bija pravriddhi paridrishyate. Karya nashat bija nashaha tasmat karyam nirodhayet. So previously we spoke of Vishaya Dhyana as the cause of the invocation, for the invocation of Ahankara. So Vishaya Anuchintanam, dwelling, that is the cause of invocation, on dwelling on the Vishaya, the various objects, situations, people, all that. So Vishaya Dhyana to Bhokta invocation and Bhokta to Karta. Bhokta is the enjoyer. Bhokta to Karta, that invocation means what? Revival or activation of Ahankara. When we say invocation, it means revival or activation of Ahankara. We are trying to see how to minimize that. The second cause, Shankaracharya says, is overactivity. Getting immersed in Vyavahara. There are a lot of people who are workaholics. They come to the work at maybe morning 6 o'clock. Don't leave until 10 o'clock in the night. The watchman has to close the door. Because activity means invocation of kartrutvam. When I think of the world, bhoktrutvam is invoked. In activity, kartrutvam is invoked. Both bhokta and karta are ahankara only. Only two facets of the same ahankara. At the same time, Shankara says, be careful. We cannot avoid activity. In some ashramas, brahmacharya ashrama, grihastha ashrama, sannyasa ashrama, vanaprastha ashrama, in this ashramas, in some ashramas, activity may be more. For example, grihastha ashrama, activity may be more. In others, it may be less. For example, sannyasa ashrama, activity may be less. But it cannot be avoided. It is more and less only. It is not there. So Shankara's aim is what? Not to destroy all the activities, but he says, domination of activity in life will again cause invocation of ahankara. Therefore, activity also should be balanced. That means what? I should be able to spend at least some time to remind me that ahankara is a vesha, is a role, and all the activities are part of a big drama. Which drama will go on, which is within Maya's screen alone. Therefore, it cannot be given more importance than what it deserves. It's not zero though, but not over too much to make me forget my higher nature. Playing a role is good, as I don't forget the fact it is only a role. Therefore, restrain your active life, not stop it. One has to be careful. To what extent? That you should decide. When it goes out of control, when it starts to cause obsession, sleepless nights, when it requires sleeping pills, antidepressants, when it requires all that, if these things come, that means it is going out of control. Don't be under the impression that it is only because of you things happen. A lot of people think, oh, if I don't go, what will happen? Things will still happen. Nothing will be lost. Perhaps without you, it might even go better. We don't know. It is like the lizard. You know, Swamiji gives the example. The lizard, which is, you know, moving on the ceiling, it starts to think that it is holding the ceiling. Or all the small vigrahas on a big gopuram of a temple, thinking that they are the one who are holding the gopuram. So thinking that they are all supporting it. So, karya pravardhanat bija pravrittihi paridrishyate. He gives an example here. When a tree becomes bigger and bigger, expands and spreads more and more, proportionately, the root also becomes stronger, thicker and vaster. Atashchordvam prasritastasya shakaha guna pravriddha vishaya pravalaha atasya mulan anusandataniam కర్మాణి బంధీని మనుష్య లోకే. కృష్ణ సెడ్ ఇన్ ద గీత, ద రూట్ బికమ్స్ థిక్కర్ అండ్ స్ట్రాంగర్ వెన్ ద ట్రీ స్ప్రెడ్స్ మోర్. Similarly, when the karma expands more and more, kartrutvam root, the ahankara root, that also becomes thicker. That is why when they want to uproot a tree, first they cut off all the branches. Similarly, here also, karya pravartanat, by becoming a workaholic, here in the first line, karya means tree. And that means, example, it's a product, a tree. Because of the expanse of the tree, bija pravritti, bija means root, pravritti means becomes bigger and stronger. So paridrishyate, it is a seen fact, it is an experienced fact. And if you extend the same idea, karya nashat bija nashaha, when the karyam tree or the effect that is destroyed, the cause, the root, that becomes weaker and can be easily uprooted. Here the approach is slightly different because we have to make note of this thing. Normally what do we say? You destroy the cause, the karanam, then karyam, the effect, will go away. But here, Shankar, for example, if you want to cure a disease, you may have headache, but the root cause for headache may be something else. So if you take a pill, maybe it may temporarily cure you, but the root cause has to be removed. But here what we say, Shankaracharya says, that the other thing is also true. When the karyam, the effect, becomes weaker, karanam also becomes weak. So cause and effect are mutually dependent. That is the concept given here. Therefore, increase of ahankara increases the activity. And increase of activity increases ahankara also. That is, ahankara leads to kama, leads to more ahankara, leads to more kama, more karma, that cycle. So ahankara to karma, karma to more ahankara to more karma, that cycle keeps on going, mutually dependent. So karya nashat bija nashaha tasmat, therefore karya nirodayet, may you restrain the expanse of your activity. Don't get lost in worldly vyavahara. Don't allow them to dominate your life and suppress the Vedantic knowledge, which you have very painfully gathered. Let Vedanta give you the benefit. That's what he says. Continuing, Shloka 313. Vasana vriddhita karya, karya vriddhya cha vasana, vardhate sarvata pumsaha, samsarona nivartate. So this mutual dependence between ahankara and karma is talked about here. Generally, ahankara is supposed to be the karanam and karma the karyam. Here Shankaracharya says the vice versa also is true. When the karma increases, ahankara also fattens. That is why to uproot ahankara, the Shastra talks about the reduction of karma activity. Even Krishna's advice of Sarvadharman Parityajya. And according to Shastra, even the noble service activities, they can fatten ahankara also. The only thing is what? It will fatten the noble ahankara, the sattvic ahankara. Even sannyasa ashrama can cause ahankara. Teacherhood, gurutvam status, that can cause ahankara. These are all sattvic ahankara. But the beauty is what? Sorrow is the same. Whether it is sattvic ahankara, rajasic ahankara, the sorrow is same. So whenever it hurts, I should think whether I am nourishing the ahankara, the ego. So here Shankaracharya says, vasana vriddhitaha karyam. Karyam, this ahankara, ahankara, vasana vriddhitaha. Vasana vriddhitaha means ahankara vishu. Vasanavriddhitaha. Here also we have to note an incidental point. Before one comes to Vedanta, ahankara is known as ahankara. And because of his increased activity, ahankara is nourished. And we call it ahankara vritti, more of ahankara. Whereas after the study of Vedanta, and the person has understood thoroughly also the Vedanta, And when he has got the ahankara during the activity, that is called ahankara vasana. So ahankara vasana and ahankara vritti, this is the difference. It's a terminological difference. When a jnani is entertaining ahankara, that ahankara is called ahankara vasana. When ajnani has got ahankara, it is called ahankaraha. And Shankaracharya says, just as the ahankara of an ajnani can cause samsara, the ahankara vasana of a jnani also can cause samsara, if he is not alert, even though he is a jnani. Ahankara vasana vriddhitaha, if it is allowed to dominate, I am a jnani, I am a sannyasi, I have so many sishyas, they do so much of service to me. When all these things get into the head of a sannyasi or a jnani, these are all called ahankara vasana of a guru. Vriddhitaha, when it is allowed to dominate, I begin to enjoy that status. And if one wants the status, subconsciously, verbally, I may say, I am not interested, all those things. Oh, I am not interested in name, fame and all, how many sishyas are there, I don't care about, one may say. But in the heart of hearts, I got an euphoria. Then ahankara vriddhitaha karyam. So this karya vriddhihi, the activities also will increase because one wants to expand name and fame. Here also atripti, lack of tripti can be there. Therefore karya vriddhihi, karma vriddhihi, vivahara vriddhihi and vice versa. So karya vriddhya, vidyacham, vasana. And as the vivaharas or activities, when they increase, if a person is not alert or careful, ahankara can get fattened and nourished. Remember, when Shankaracharya says this, it is not for us to judge other people. Suppose, take for example some Swamiji known to us, or a jnani, he is very, very active. Don't say, therefore, he must have a strong ahankara. No. The increase in activity has the tendency and capacity to increase the ahankara. If I have the skill to increase the activity without fattening ahankara, go ahead. No problem. But Shankaracharya is giving only a warning. So he says, karya vridhya vasana, that is ahankara vasana vardhate. That we have to connect from the second line. And sarvatha, by all means, it will be either fattening of tamasic or rajasic ahankara. But in the case of a jnani, it will be sattvic ahankara. Jnani, sannyasi, it could be a sattvic ahankara. Never allow even the sattvic ahankara to dominate. Otherwise, what will happen? There will be a lot of name and fame which I will enjoy. They belong to sattvic ahankara. But we will find in parallel, there will be criticism also. Even Rama, Krishna, Shankaracharya himself, Gandhiji, none of them were left. So when such criticisms come, one may be disturbed if one values fame. So the best way is don't value mana and apamana. Mana apamanau ubhau api tyajatam. That is why Gita says, mana apamana yor tulyaha. Tulyamitrari pakshayo. So there is Krishna says that also very clearly. So don't get carried away. Because everyone is carried away by praise and accolades. When somebody praised me, I am happy. Veda itself says, sarve e nindanti yashasa agatena. Agatena yashasa sarve nindanti. Everybody is happy. So sarvata, by all means, be careful. And one ahankara gets stronger. Once that gets stronger, samsaraha na nivartate. Samsara does not go away. And the tragedy is what? I know Vedanta. I am a knowledgeable samsari then. So who wants that? I don't want to be a samsari at all, whether it is knowledgeable or without knowledge. Ignorant samsara is cheaper than knowledgeable samsari. I have to go through so much of efforts, reading, learning, listening, all that do I have to do. Ignorant samsara is cheaper. Pumsaha. So for the individual, this person. Continuing, sloka 314. Samsara bandha vichityai tadvayam pradahedyatihim vasana vriddhiretabhyam चिंतया क्रियया बहिः. So the conclusion is what? Ahankara is fattened because of two activities. Number one, obsession with the world, that is Vishaya Anuchindanam, the world of objects, people, situation and all. And then obsession with karma. So this karma, karma niratattvam, getting carried away in vyapara or kriya, activity. Shankaracharya says the difference is kriya is expressed at the external level, visible level, tangible, bodily level. But Vishaya Chintanam is at the internal level. These two factors, they are responsible for the revival of Ahankara Vasana. So he says, Tat Dvayam Yatihi Pradahet. Yatihi. Yatihi literally means a sannyasi. Here, it's a person who is committed. The person, it indicates one who is dedicated to. Sannyasa ashrama is essentially designed for the committed pursuit of Vedanta. That person should be a serious seeker. So, tat dvayam pradahet. Therefore, he should manage or concentrate. Actually, pradahet means burn. Those two things, namely, vishaya anuchindanam and karya pravrittihi. Both of them, a serious seeker should manage. Samsara bandha vichityaihi. For the sake of cutting the knot of samsara. Samsara bandha vichityaihi. To cut it off. If he is serious about enjoying the benefits of Vedanta, he should cut them off. He should be serious about these two problems. Obsession with the world, Vishaya Anuchandanam, and obsession with karma, karma nirtattvam. He should be. So through these two causes, etabhyam, namely the internal cause of obsession with the world and the external cause of involvement in discriminative activities, involvement in all of them. So etabhyam. So etabhyam means chintam kriyabhyam. Vasana vriddhihi. The ahankara vasana vriddhihi. The individuality is invoked. And what Vedanta says is, you are not an individual. Then who are you? Brahman, in whom all the individuals raise and set. Then how can you be an individual? So he says, chintaya bahihi kriyaya. Through vishaya anuchintanam. So thinking of the world, people, relationships, which is internal. Antaha, that should be understood. And kriyaya. Through activity which is external, visible to all others. So chintanam is not visible, other activities are visible. So chintaya bahihi kriyayam yathabhyam vasana vriddhihi bhavati. Therefore, restrain both of them. Shloka 315. Thabhyam pravardhamanasa sute samsriti matmanaha trayanam chakshayopayaha sarvavastasu sarvadam sarvatra sarvatas sarvam brahma matravalokanaihi sadbhava vasana dadhyat tatrayam layam ashnute. We have to read shloka 315 and 316 together. Yeah, then only it will be, it's complete. So tabhyam pravardhamana. Tabhyam means, you know, chinta kriyabhyam, both, the one we said earlier, because of obsession with the world and also obsession with activity. Constantly thinking about this all the time. Because of that, sa pravartamana. Sa means ahankara. Ahankara, mamakara, vasana, all that thing. Because the more I think of, for example, my children, what do? The more parent vasana is nourished. The more I think of my children, more parent vasana is nourished. The more I think of possessions, the ownership vasana is nourished. Thus, every external object nourishes a particular form of ahankara. Grandfatherhood, fatherhood, ownership, all that. I am related to these objects. Therefore, ahankara vasana pravardhamana. It grows. Which, what is wrong if it grows? He says, if it helps me in performing my duty, it is wonderful. No problem. Because that is required. But the problem is what? When it is invoked more than required, But the problem with what happens, samsritim sute, it only causes anxiety, concern, fear, depression, anger, jealousy, all those things. If any of these things come, then we can understand that ahankara and mamakara are over-invoked. You cannot be without them, but you cannot over-invoke them. How do you know they are under check? If I am able to do my duty, but I am not disturbed by them, then I have balanced invocation. Suppose the other extreme is what? If I do not invoke ahankara, mamakara at all, because I think they are all bad, so I don't invoke them at all, then I will become an irresponsible person. I won't do what is required in a particular condition. I will be shirking my duty. I should do my duty. At the same time, it should not be a burden for me. This is balanced control invocation of ahankara. If not, Shankaracharya wants samsritim sute. It generates samsara, mental, psychological problems. For whom? Not for the world or for the children or for grandchildren, but I am the one who is worried. Therefore, Atmanaha. Here Atmanaha is reflexive pronoun. It is not Sachidananda Atma. It is Antakarana. It creates worry for myself. And therefore what? Don't invoke ahankara, mamakara, vasana by these two causes. Now the question is, if there is an over-invocation of these two, if it happens, let us say, Shankaracharya says, you should have the antidote ready. In case if it happens, have the medicine ready at hand. And what is that? He says, invocation of Vedantic teaching. When worries, relationship, when they are all bothering you, drop all of them. Sit quietly in a place and invoke the teaching, Vedantic teaching, and see that all these things are incidental and mithya drama only. Shankaracharya calls it sad vasana invocation, sad vasana. For aham vasana, neutralizing, see for the aham vasana, the neutralizing medicine is what? Aham vasana means ahankara vasana. The neutralizing medicine is the Vedanta. He says, trayanancha kshaya upayaha. The solution, upaya, the solution for the neutralization, kshayaha, for the destruction, trayana, for all the three. What are all the three? Vishaya chinta, kriya, and ahankara vasana, which is nourished by these two. So, vasana plus chinta plus kriya. So, trayana, kshaya upayaha, the remedy is, we have to look at the first line of the next shloka. That's why I read both the shlokas together here. So the first line of the next shloka, if you now look at it, sarva brahma matra avalokanaihi. Only seeing Brahman as the truth of all these, brahma matra avalokanam, there is no world, there is no people, no house, all these are nothing but nama rupas, which are false, which are mithya, they are subject to change. And therefore, I should not lean on those perishable nama rupa, but should learn on their content, which is Brahman. I should lean on the content, which is Brahman. So from wave drishti, from the angle of wave, one has to change to water drishti. The drishti parivartanam, which Krishna presents in the Bhagavad Gita as what? Brahmarpanam, Brahma Havihi, Brahma Agnav, Brahmanahutam, Brahma Ivatena Gantavyam, Brahma Karma Samadhina. By becoming Brahma Karma Samadhi, that is said here as Brahma Matra. Brahma Matra Avalokanaihi. Avalokanam means perception, seeing or awareness. And Brahma Matra means Brahman alone is there, nothing else. Other than Namarupa, nothing else is there. And with Brahman alone is there, all others are Namarupa. And when should you do this? Sarva avasthasu, under all circumstances. Sarvada, all the time. Both are actually in the previous shloka and the second line. And sarvatra, in all places. And sarvataha, by all means. Brahma matra avalokanaihi. Remembering the screen, you will make the movie incapable of hurting you. There could be earthquake, there could be crying, there could be fire, there could be rain. None of them will affect you. Once we remember the screen, this he calls as sadvasana. And by this what will happen? Sadbhava vasana dhadhyat. Once this sadvasana becomes stronger, by long practice, long alert life, it becomes spontaneous to you. This alone they call as sahaja samadhi. These are all mysterious words. But what it conveys is, I never forget Vedantic teaching. Whenever it is required, if it is available without any effort, then I am in sahaja samadhi. And Krishna, the knowledge which is retrievable, without any effort, that is called nishtha. And if this nishtha is there with respect to Brahma Jnanam, I am in sahaja samadhi alone. So, sadbhava vasana dhardhyat. Sadbhava means Brahma bhava. That everything is Brahman. When such bhavana becomes firm in me, Tatrayam layam ashnute. All these three factors, which are the three factors? Vasana, chinta and kriya are naturally controlled. Therefore, even if I have more vyavahara, no problem at all. I should reduce my vyavahara until I get into this nishtha. Like what? For example, a cyclist, he is now trying to practice cycling. He should confine himself to the playground or whatever it is until he gets cycle nishtha. Till he gets cycle nishtha, he has to confine to the ground. Later, he should be able to come to any street. There also, whatever he does, Pashyan, Shrindvan, Sprishan, Jigran, whatever he may be doing, doesn't matter. So long as he is alert, so he has got the cycle nishtha. No problem at all. Therefore, control of Yavahara is required until nishtha comes. Afterwards, whatever he does, nothing will affect the person. So, during Nidhityasanam, one should be alert. So, Tat Trayam Layam Ashnute. Shloka 317. Kriyana Asheba Vechinta Nashosmad Vasana Kshayaha Vasana Prakshayo Mokshaha Sajivan Mukti Rishyate. So this alert lifestyle should continue until that nishtha, that spontaneity comes. Therefore, the Acharya, he defines spontaneity here. Kriya Nashe, by reducing the activities at the time of Nididhyasanam. In fact, the very sannyasa ashrama that is prescribed for the reduction of activity only. Even if a person does not take to sannyasa ashrama, in grahastha ashrama itself, if he has controlled the activity, actually Krishna calls it shamaha. Shamaha in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Aru rukshor muner yogam karma karana muchyate yoga rudasya yoga rudasya tasyaiva shama karana muchyate. So initially an active person, active life he leads, then reduction of activity and commitment to shravanam, mananam and nididhyasanam. And this will lead to what? This will lead to nishtha. And after gaining nishtha, even if a person wants to again get into karma, what karma? Not for his own sake. This is loka sangrahartham karma, for the well-being of the world. So even if that sannyasi becomes very active, traveling all over the world, establishing ashramas and all that, nothing will happen to him, nothing will affect him. Therefore, action, withdrawal, nishtha. Again, one can get into activity for the sake of the world. It will never hurt. But that is not compulsory. It's not necessary. But at the sadhana time, initial activity and later withdrawal are both compulsory. So, kriya nashe, by reducing activity, sarvadharmanapi parityajya, having withdrawn, chinta nashaha bhavati. When the activities, kriya, when they are reduced, worries, chinta, they also are reduced. When kriya and chinta comes down, vasana kshayaha bhavet. Ahankara, mahamakara, vasanas, they also will be neutralized. to such an extent that they will not come again. And vasana prakshayaha. Once I am confident that ahankara mamakara will not revive again, he is vasana prakshayaha. He gets ahankara mamakara vasana prakshaya. They are all in control. They won't affect him. That alone is called jivan mukti. And once he attains this, even if he is involved in vyavahara, transaction with the world, he is always detached vyavahara only. It won't affect him. Its success or failure does not affect him anymore. He may be moving with people. Their presence and absence are both comfortable to him. If people are present, fine. If they are not present, that is fine too. Naiva tasya krite na akrite neha kashyana na chasya sarvabhuteshu kashchidartham vyapashrayaha. Such a person can again get into activity, no harm. It will not affect him at all. Or if he doesn't get into activity also, doesn't matter, it won't cause any harm. So either way, he is free. So vasana prakshayaha eva mokshaha. And sa means such a condition, such an internal immunity towards worries and tension and all that, that is called jivan mukti ishyate. Therefore, until jivan mukti comes, one has to learn to handle these three. Be careful about your activity, thinking and invocation. Karma, chintanam and ahankara. Of aham mama vasana. All that thing one has to be very careful. Shloka 318.
सद्वासनास्पूर्ति विजृंभणे सति ह्यसौ विलीनाप्यहमादिवासनाम् अति प्रकृष्टाप्य रूपप्रभायां विलीयते साधु यथा तमिश्राम्.
So in the following next three shlokas, 318, 319 and 320, Shankaracharya talks about developing Vedanta Vasana to neutralize Samsara Vasana or Aham Mama Vasana. So by Sadvasana is Vedanta Vasana. That's a like a displacement method. Samsara Vasana is displaced by Vedanta Vasana. If the mind does not have anything higher to think, for example, it will naturally think of all those worldly Vishayas only. Otherwise, if one does not allow any dull moments to think of all these, but engrossed in Vedantic teaching, and it also happens that you love it, Shankaracharya says, train your mind to be like that. It requires interest. It requires willpower. It is serious accomplishment. So, in three shlokas, Shankaracharya emphasizes nourishment of Vedanta Vasana. He says, Sadvasana spurti vijrumbanam. Spurti means light, you know, prakasha. So what type of prakasha? Sadvasana prakashaha. So the light of, you know, Brahma vasana, the light of Sadvasana, Brahma vasana, Vedanta vasana, Shastra vasana, that teaching. That is why it is nice to learn some Vedantic slokas by heart, at least some of them. Even if anything is not, at least some slokas. Why? Because when you don't get sleep, for example, let this thought be in the mind, not any other thought. So this that one shloka that we know, that meaning and that shloka, if it comes to the mind, even if the time when you don't get sleep sometimes. So Vedanta Vasana Spurtihi Vijrambanam, nourishing. Vijrambanam means nourishing, growing. That should take place. Vedanta Vasana should be grown. So this is a hard work. And this is for the individual to work. Guru cannot do that. If the guru spends more time in this, what will happen? He will only benefit. The guru will benefit. So, vijrumbane sati, nourish the Vedantic thought, doing your duty. That should not be given up. Remember, tasmatim sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. You should still engage in your duty. We are not prescribing irresponsible life at all anytime. Unnecessary worry, etc., should be replaced by deliberate Vedantic thought. And vijrumbane sati, once done, ahamadi vasana asau vilina. The asad vasana, ahankara. Ahankara, mamakara, chinta, kriya, all these four. So unnecessary worry, obsession, anxiety, action, all of them. Vilina bhavati may no more occupy your mind to create worry. And ahamadi vasana can be compared to a darkness. Ahankaraha. So when the Vedanta vasana light is switched on in the mind, samsara vasana darkness is displaced. Like what? An example is given. Like Aruna Prabhayam, once the sunlight comes in the horizon, when the sun rises, Tamisra Sadhu Viliyate, Andakaraha, darkness. Sadhu Viliyate, it is totally dissolved. Ati Prakrishta Api, it is an adjective to Tamisra. Very intense. Even if it is Ati Prakrishta, very intense. Which means, even though the darkness may be very intense, it can be very deep, it could be very dense, that will go away when sun rises. In the same way, even the worst worry, which you think may be unremovable, even that cannot, if you switch on the Vedantic light, that cannot remain anymore, it will be removed. Shloka 319. Tama. Samastam karyam anartha jalam na drishyate satyunidhe satyudite dineshe sadadvayananda rasanubhutau naivasti bandona cha dukkha gandaha. So the example of the previous shloka 389 that is elaborated in this shloka. Second line if you take. Dineshe udite sati. Dineshaha. Dineshaha means suryaha. Once the sun rises, tamaha na drishyate. Darkness. Tamaha na drishyate vanishes. Not only that, tamaha karyam api na drishyate. The consequence of darkness. Tamaha karyam. That also is gone. Na drishyate. And what are the consequences of darkness? For example, in the dark room, if you go, you know, I may hit somewhere, get hit, I may fall somewhere, there could be a pit, I may not know. So there could be a, you know, pothole on the street, I may fall into that. So I may hurt myself by hitting, falling, all those things. They are all samadkaryam, consequence of darkness. So anartha jalam means pain, the hurt, that series, all of them, the series of pain and hurt and all that thing, which are the consequence of darkness, they will not be there. Once light comes. In life also, Vedanta says, life is like a journey. Every relationship causes hurt. Because of what? One, our whole life is covered in darkness. And what is the darkness? Self-ignorance is the darkness. Because of which all our transactions, they become painful. Just as when I drive in darkness, the very driving itself is painful. Life is painful when I lead the life in the darkness of self-ignorance. Light up the road, then driving becomes smooth. Get self-knowledge, any relationship will not hurt anymore. So, dineshe udite na drishyate. Tatha, in the same way, advaya ananda rasa anubhutau satyam. Once a person gets the knowledge, anubhuti, the experience or aparoksha jnanam and the constant fulfillment, consequent fulfillment of that. Ananda rasa anubhutihi. Ananda rasa means fulfillment. Shanti. The word anubhuti, that can be translated as experience if it is jnana palam. But Brahman is not a matter of experience. We should know it very carefully. Brahman is not a matter of experience. Anubhuti is. So this difference should be noted. Anandarasa is fulfillment, shanti. Anubhuti is experience. But Brahman is not a matter of experience. But as a result of owning Brahman, the shanti that comes, that is a matter of experience. Therefore here, anandarasa anubhuti, that means experience of fulfillment, purnatvam, which belongs to advayam Brahma. So rasa anubhutau satyam. Once the tripti, once the satisfaction, once the contentment, once the purnatvam, once that comes, bandaha naiva bhavati. Thereafter, I won't have any bondage at all, no bandha. Because there is no dependence. Because I am atman evam, Atmana Tushtaha. As Gita said, I, the world cannot threaten me anymore. Na bandaha, na cha dukkha gandaha. There is not even an iota of sorrow. Dukkha gandha, even a flavor of that is not there. And therefore, what is advice? Shankara gives in the next shloka, we will read shloka 320.
Drishyam pratitam pravilapayan sanne sanmatramananda ghanam vibhavayanne samahita san bahirantaram va kalam nayeta sati karma bandhe.
So Shankaracharya gives the advice here. During the time of nididhyasanam, what should a person do?
Drishyam pratitam pravilapayan. Literally, dissolve. Pravilapana means dissolve.
We experience the world. The world of experiences. And the world, dissolve is the word dissolve is a technical word, which means see it as mithya. When you say dissolve the world, it's not dissolving the world physically. Look at the world as mithya. Mithyatva darshanam is called dissolution.
It is exactly like what? Dissolving the pot into clay by knowing there is no pot at all other than clay.
Pot has got only a verbal existence. We said already, vacharambanam vikaro namadeyam. There is no substance called pot. This vision is called falsification of pot. Reducing the world into namarupa, making it non-substantial, then it loses its capacity to create either raga or dvesha in me. It is like in English they have a usage, paper tiger, he is like a paper tiger. Means what? You may enjoy the beautiful painted paper tiger, it will not frighten you at all. Similarly, appreciate the glory of Brahman, the varieties of Namarupa in creation, but don't give a hook to the world. That is, all the Namarupa one can appreciate. Don't give any opportunity to the world to create either raga or dvesha. Both are dangerous. Raga is dangerous. Dvesha is dangerous. Put the world in its place. In English we have a saying, put him in his place. This is called pravilapanam, dissolution. And how do you do that?
Sanmatra ananda ganam vibhavayanna. By seeing the truth of the world, pot is understood as namarupa only when we recognize clay. Till we recognize clay, pot had a substantial existence. Similarly, the world can be made mithyam only by invoking what? Satyam Brahma. Therefore, he says, sanmatram anandaghanam vibhavayanna. Dwelling upon, by invoking the teaching of, that is called vibhavanam. Vibhavanam is dwelling upon, invoking the teaching, repeated thinking. So, repeated shravanam, repeated listening to the recording of the class, writing notes in the class perhaps, trying to read the notes sometimes, they are all called vibhavanam, various types of, repeated thinking. Sanmatram refers to Brahman, which is pure existence. Anandaghanam means which is ananda, Satchidananda rupam. It is Brahma vibhavayan. So that Satchidananda rupam it is. And samahitahasan, abiding in that vision, samahitahasan, abiding in that vision, even while involved in worldly transaction, never deviate from the world. All transactions cannot be avoided. When we are in the world, relationships cannot be avoided. But we have to make sure that they don't dominate, they don't influence us. Bahihi antaramva, both within and without. Bahihi means outside, antaram means inside. So outside, don't be carried away by activity. And inside, don't be carried away by your own thoughts. Let not the thoughts and the world hurt you. Therefore, abiding in that vision, within and without,
kalam nayetaha. Spend the rest of your life, kalam nayetaha, karma bandesati. As long as the prarabdha karma is there, karma bandhanam refers to prarabdha karma here, this prarabdha which has enabled me to take this janma, as long as that is there, because the duration of life is determined by what? By prarabdha. Therefore, as long as prarabdha wants to keep the body going, you go ahead. You cannot stop that. One has to go ahead. But don't allow the world to disturb you, because you know the world has no substantial existence. It is mithya. So let it not disturb you anymore. So this alertness and this awareness is what Shankaracharya prescribes to us. And we will continue with the rest of the discussion in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakritilinasya yaparasamaheshwarah. Actually, the topic that is going to be covered further is called Pramada Ninda. How, when we forget this fact, what happens? You know, there are some more discussions are going to be there. Many interesting discussions will be coming forth also. We are going to see further in the next week's webinar. Let me stop now.